This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times News Briefing for the evening of Friday, the 19th of April. The US insists it wasn't involved in any offensive operations after Israeli missiles reportedly fired into Iran overnight. Tehran's played down the strike as an infiltration. Israeli officials are yet to officially comment. Lord Ricketts is a former national security advisor. He says Israel's managed to balance being seen to be tough with a restrained response.
They fired missiles, clearly, they haven't avowed it, but they did, into Iran, not just into Iran, but into Isfahan area, which is where Iran has its nuclear weapon facilities. These missiles, or whatever they were, seemed to land outside urban areas, no reports of civilian casualties, low key, and because Israel hasn't avowed it, it's allowed Iran to say nothing to see here, move on.
Rishi Sunak has announced plans to cut down on the number of people off work sick by stopping GPs from being able to give patients sick notes. The Prime Minister says the current system is unsustainable and wants sick note assessments to outline what work people can do rather than what they can't do. Tom Pollard is the head of social policy at the New Economics Foundation.
Good work has been shown to be good for your mental health. Poor quality work has been shown to be often as bad as being unemployed. And what we haven't heard today is, you know, the root causes of that poor health, which is often about their work, but also about struggling to access the NHS. It's about growing levels of poverty. So what's causing that health, and then how does that interact with the reality of people's day-to-day work? And I don't think any of that was really reflected in what the Prime Minister said this morning.
Nicola Sturgeon's described facing an incredibly difficult situation after her husband was charged with embezzling funds. Peter Murrell was the party's chief executive for more than two decades before standing down last year. He was charged more than 12 months after his first arrest by detectives looking at how more than £600,000 in donations for independence campaigning was spent. A primary school teacher accused of stabbing her partner to death before burying his body has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. The remains of Nicholas Billingham were discovered in their garden in Northampton over 4 months after he was last seen. His girlfriend, Fiona Beale, admits the lesser offence but denies murder. The trial continues at the Old Bailey. Donald Trump's back in court as lawyers decide the six extra jurors for his hush money trial. He's accused of covering up a payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. With the 12-member jury now chosen, the alternates round out the panel for the first criminal case against a former US president. As he arrived, he called his gag order unfair.
The thing is, I have to be released of a gag order. They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it.
Five Just Stop Oil protesters have been convicted of aggravated trespass for disrupting a West End theatre show in London last year. Two of them were also found guilty of criminal damage. A performance of Les Miserables was stopped in October when climate activists locked themselves onto the set. And that's it from the Times News Briefing. There's more on today's stories on Times Radio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.